The era of faceless accountability is over. That is how the federal chief information officer Vivek Kundra introduces the new way agency technology chiefs will be held accountable for how their projects perform.
Whereas this allows us to actually move in the direction where we're vesting more authority within the CIOs, not less.
Kundra says the dashboard will help reestablish the importance of CIOs in agencies.
What has happened is the role of the CIO was being moved further down into the organization. When Klinger-Cohen was first created, the role of the CIO was moving up in terms of CIOs were actually sitting at the table. The Census Bureau is a classical example where the CIO wasn't even involved in making some of those decisions. The president, the White House, is leading the way. The president has appointed a CIO. The president has appointed a CTO. It reflects the importance of technology to this administration.
Additionally, Kundra says the dashboard will shine a light on systemic IT problems in a new way.
So this requires a new foundation built on transparency, responsibility, and accountability. And a new foundation that requires that we lean forward and we say, look, there are structural problems that have existed, and there are issues in terms of how we're managing information technology projects. So that has been the impetus for rolling out this dashboard, which is to make sure that we have the ability to actually make available the data in terms of how we manage IT investments across the board to the public.
The dashboard replaces the old management and high-risk lists the Office of Management and Budget used for the past 5 years to measure IT projects.
As we looked at the management watch list, one of the most difficult things historically was looking at that list and saying, well, how are you supposed to really look at a list and figure out the health of IT investments and those projects? So unfortunately, that didn't really give a lot of visibility into what was going on and what was the root cause of some of these problems. Secondly, the administration would not be able to benefit from the ingenuity of the American people by asking them, is there a third way? Is there a better way than how we're approaching some of these technology issues?
The dashboard offers a look into 700 IT investments from across every agency. Each agency investment is rated against its cost and schedule estimates.
We've also provided the ability to actually drill down, not just at an abstract level, but down to looking at costs. Associated with specific milestones to see how much does a milestone cost, when was it supposed to be finished versus when is it really being finished, and what is the variance when it comes to those costs. The ability to actually go down and look at schedule and say, what did we promise up front when the money was authorized or appropriated, and how are we delivering against those promises?
Kundra says eventually every CIO will rate all major investments. The deadline is July 31st for CIOs to do that. OMB issued guidance June 26th on how the CIOs will rate their investments. Kundra says it's not only agency data that will be featured on the dashboard.
Also contractors, prime contractors, being able to click here and seeing every contractor associated with this project. How much money, what is the value of this contract value? When was it awarded? What was the start date? What type of contract is it? Is it fixed price, time and material? Was it competed? Was it a sole source? All that information is available there for the first time, also tied to this investment.
Dave Winnegren is the Defense Department Deputy CIO and Vice Chairman of the CIO Council. He says the power of the tool is everyone gets to know what's going on.
So there is no doubt about it that transparency sets you free. And this idea about the things that you measure, the things that you focus your time and attention on. So the CIO Council is really committed to this work. We believe that the more you're able to share information and see information and do meaningful work with information, the better served we all are. So it's a win-win, right? There's better transformation capability because there's better dialogue externally and internally. It's a win-win inside of the organization, though, because you could exchange a lot of data, maybe not used, for meaningful data and trend data provided on an event-driven basis.
Dan Mintz is the former transportation CIO and now works at CSC. He says the dashboard makes it okay to publish imperfect data.
There is a tendency in all organizations, perhaps more so in the government, that people do not like to expose information that's not at the final step They want it to be polished and beautiful and perfect. But in fact, by being transparent in terms of status, you get intermediate information, information that has not been cleaned up yet, information that might not be correct. I mean, Vivek Kundra, when you talk to him, will tell you he recognizes that this information is not perfect yet, that it has to be made better to be made useful. And he's establishing the fact that that's okay, that it's okay to expose information along the path. That's a big change, and it's going to take getting used to.
And Ed Marr is the former VA and Interior Department Deputy CIO who now works at SRA. He says the dashboard will give CIOs more clout and authority in their agencies.
It gives them higher visibility, and it gives them the ability to say, we, but my name picture in particular, we are being held accountable to meet a standard. That really isn't anything particularly new. It isn't anything extraordinary. It's how every one of these folks knows they should be managing. And this just gives them the visibility and the consistency to say, I must manage to this, or we are going to be held accountable for the result.
Kundra says version 2.0 of the dashboard will include more information, better analytical tools, and even the picture of each program manager. Winnegren adds State Department CIO Susan Swart is leading a CIO Council working group to figure out how to improve the dashboard moving forward. And of course, Kundra says he wants to hear from federal workers, contractors, and anyone else about how to make the dashboard better and more meaningful. At the White House, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.